camp, enough room to move out. Their place was a mile or two back, well away from the front line. At the same time, machine gun fire tore into the sky as each crew tested their guns. A quiet stillness returned once more. Sam sat eating breakfast, bully beef and biscuit. It was now about 6:45 a.m. At 8:05 a.m., 7th Armoured Brigade HQ received word that considerable numbers of enemy tanks were concentrating to the southeast of their position. It was decided that the 7th Hussars Tank Regiment would stay behind to face them, while the 6th Royal Tanks, along with A Company of the 2nd Rifle Brigade and one battery of the Royal Horse Artillery, would press ahead as planned. Command for these northern operations was handed over to Brigadier Jock Campbell, already something of a legendary figure within the 8th Army. At 8:15 a.m., Sam and his crew began moving across the start line. Firing the main 2-pounder and Besa machine gun repeatedly, they soon reached their initial objective. Inside the cramped metal hull and turret, the noise of the firing was deafening, and the fighting chamber was thick with smoke and the smell of fuel and cordite. Sam could see next to nothing of what was going on through his periscope, so he frequently stuck his head through the hatch to try and get a better idea of what was happening. Even so,